and Hooli Show.
Listoon, 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 Varna. Oh, listoon, Varna. Listoon, 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 Varna.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooli Show. I'm your old friend Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, on the phone, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, Hooli, how are you doing? Good to hear from you.
Skinny's in Florida, folks, as always, while we freeze our keys off.
Yeah, it's that time of the year, Hooli. It's that time of the year, but I do miss Chicago.
Oh, I bet you do.
Miss Chicago. A lot of old people down here, not like me, Hooli. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, Skinny. Yeah. Hey, you're listening to Skinny and Hooli Show, folks. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal, our old pal Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, WCEV, where Chicago's ethnic voice, 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're everywhere. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast, usually up on Mondays at SkinnyHooli.com. All right, Skinny, we're very honored. We have royalty here tonight. We have
That's great.
We got Maura Collins. We have Teresa McDermott. We have Maddie Mitchell.
Hi, Skinny.
Okay.
Hi, ladies. Congratulations.
Okay. All right,
You're in for a wild year. It should be a lot of fun.
Yes, we're very proud of them. Now, Maura's a Southsider.
Yes, I'm from Beverly.
Teresa, where are you from?
I'm from Arlington Heights.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Maddie?
I'm from Clarendon Hills, so I'm over on
you.
The west side.
Okay. All right, Skin, now I'm here with the girls, the queen, and two members of her court, and I'm going to say goodbye to you. Anything?
No, listen, yes? Tell Maura to make sure she says hello to her mom and dad.
They're here. They're here tonight.
My whole family's here tonight. My parents, my grandmother, and my aunt and my uncle as well.
And your sister, right?
Yeah, my sister, my cousin, a friend as well. So
big crowd here.
Or see if your mom, maybe your mom might be able to get something in the Beverly Review for you, okay?
Okay,
I think, yeah. She'll be able to pull that off, yeah.
Yes. But yeah, Hooli, everything is great down here, but I do miss Chicago. I miss the Skinny and Hooli Show. I talked to Bob Flood today. He said to say hello to everybody. He's doing great.
His second cousin.
Hill. He said, make sure you say hello to that Hooli for me.
Oh, good for him. Black Dave, yeah.
Yeah, Black Dave.
We had a lot of fun with Bob Flood's, his second cousin, Bobby Flood, last week. So
yeah.
A lot of laughs, yeah. Is Bob back up there or what? Or you just talked to him on the phone?
No, Bob's in Chicago. He was with Dave Cahill. So I talked at the both
of
them today.
Okay.
Checked in with him. So they said to say hello to Hooli and everything is going good, Hooli. So.
I told you the PJOD talked to Bob Sheehy as well, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It is a terrific story. Yeah. Terrific story.
Yeah. So. All right, Skin.
All right, but I miss all you guys, and I'll be back in a couple weeks, okay?
Okay, God bless. Talk to you soon.
All right, God bless, tell the girls congratulations.
Bye, Skinny.
Bye, ladies. Bye-bye.
Very good, very good. Okay, folks, you're listening to Skinny and Hooli Show. I'm your old friend, Mike Houlihan, and very honored tonight to have the 2017 St. Patrick's Day Parade Queen, Maura Connors. Funny thing happened. I don't know if you guys know about this. We sent an email blast out every Tuesday morning about 6 in the morning. And I put it together late at night, and I was kind of groggy, and I put it all together, and I got up Tuesday morning, and I went, let's see how many people have opened it. First email I get is from Caroline Connors. It says, it's Connors, not Collins. I went, oh, I got the wrong name in there. So I sent out another one. I just put a correction and quoted her mother, the Queen Mum. Had a few laughs with that. But then I thought, man, I'm getting old. I couldn't, because I knew it was you, but it just blanked, you know?
All Irish names, though, so that's the same difference.
Yeah. All right, so how many years you've been in the contest? Wait, I got your bio right here.
Yeah, so I was in the contest 4 years, and then last year I was on the court with Maddie and then Mary Claire, who is another court member this year, and then 2017 Queen. So I'm really excited this year.
You should be, yeah. Some people have wait 10 years before they catch the star.
They do.
Now, Maddie, you were at the Irish American Movie Hooli.
I was.
See, I remember that.
You know, I was just telling my uncle, who's here tonight, he lives down the street, he went with me, and I told him that we were doing this show tonight, and he was like, oh my gosh, the movie was fantastic.
Oh, he was with you?
Yeah. And, you know, actually I went out and I bought the book. the book about the doctor?
Yes, the doctor's sword.
The doctor's sword, very
good.
Oh
my gosh, I had so much. I was just telling Teresa that we have to, if you're going to do it again, we want to come back.
September 29th, 30th, and October 1st.
All right, I'm writing it down.
Oh, I got a plug in there for you. Teresa, you're from Arlington Heights. Do you know the floods? Do you know about floods?
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah. I actually ran into one of them the night of the plumber's dinner, the corned beef and hash.
Oh, sure. They were there. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I actually went to school with one of their cousins, the Martin family. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah. Shout out to the Martins.
You know, I didn't get to go to that this year. But we have another show that we do on Thursday nights. But I used to love going to the Harrington's corned beef, obviously, is out of this world. But I would tip the waiter and get an extra corned beef to take home.
Smart.
Because it got ridiculous, you know, putting corned beef in my sport coat pockets and stuff. So I said, just give me all corned beef. But, all right, so let's go back to Maura. Now, you went to Barnabas, you went to St. Ignatius, University of Chicago.
Yeah, and so that's where I work right now as an admissions counselor.
Oh, you work there as well, yeah. What did you get a degree in at the U of C?
I was a geographical studies and art history major. So my parents
are double major.
Double major. My parents are really happy I have a job. But yeah, I love working at the University of Chicago. It's really easy to talk about something that I loved.
You know, years ago I did the Court Theater. Is the Court Theater still connected?
Oh yeah, it's still there.
But it was out in the courtyard in the quadrangle
in
the summers.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fun there. That was in the 70s.
Still going on.
Yeah.
Come back.
So how many people were in the contest this year? Like 50 or 60 or something like
that? Yeah. So I would say like probably around 60 or 70 women were in the contest this year. So it's women ages 18 to 28. And the only requirements are that you are unmarried and you are of Irish descent. So a lot of great women coming out this year and really excited to have everyone on my court.
I can see you're all very poised. Poised young ladies. Your mom is an old friend. She's been on the show.
Yeah, she has. Yeah, so that's why she came tonight. My grandmother came last time she was on the show. They love the Holy
Show. and she was with the Beverly Review for years and used to give me write-ups and everything.
Yep.
So you come from good family stock.
Exactly,
you have a great family.
Deep South Side roots.
Your dad is a Chicago firefighter. God bless him. He's a first responder. And now, did your folks grow up on the South Side?
My mom grew up in LaGrange, and my dad in Evergreen Park.
Oh, okay.
Evergreen Park. Somewhat close
by. Yeah, cool. Yeah. He's having a corned beef sandwich right now, it looks like.
Yeah.
All right, so what about you guys? Where'd you go to school, Teresa?
So I went to the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign.
Oh, good for you.
Thanks.
Yeah. And what'd you study?
I study communications.
What are you doing now?
I work at Misericordia Home.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Sister Rosemary.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know Lois Gates?
Yes, she's my direct boss, actually.
You know, her niece was queen like three or four years.
Lauren Cantanella.
Yeah, Laura.
Yeah, 2014.
Yeah. So everything, it's a small world, isn't it? Yeah. What do you do there?
I'm on the public relations and development team there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So. If you ever want to plug anything, you can come back to the old Skinny and Hooli show.
I will. They will love that. Thank you.
What about you, Maddie?
Well, I went to DePaul.
Okay.
Up on the north side. I got my undergrad there in advertising. Worked for a magazine for a little bit.
What
and
magazine?
Then, Bon Appetit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was great.
Is that a local magazine?
It's Condé Nast.
It's like a... Oh, okay.
So
yeah, that's a big
deal. I think
deal.
Their headquarters was in New York, but there was a satellite office here, so I got to do that. Was really lucky that I got that job right out of school.
Were you selling ads?
Yeah, I was an assistant to the Midwest director.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I learned a lot. But I am actually back in school right now at DePaul again.
Okay.
I'm getting my secondary education license to teach English at high school.
Smart
right now,
move.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, right now I work as a public speaking coach at Hinsdale Central High School.
Do you really? Yeah.
Yeah. So I remember last year when we had the opportunity to talk to you guys, you were like, oh, you know, we could learn some public speaking over here. And I laughed because you're fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Sure we are.
But that's what I'm doing now. I really like it. So.
Cool. Now, what made you go to the movie, Hooli? You just heard about it and wanted to
you
go see
what?
A film?
I love my Irish American newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
And I have friends who they think I'm kind of an old lady because I get a newspaper still.
Yeah, that's
but I saw an ad, I you know read it cover to cover, saw an ad for it in
oh,
there,
good.
And I thought it was a fantastic idea. I thought the the three. We're showing three movies, I believe.
We'll be showing three again next year. I'm interested because, like you, advertising, you want to know what works, what doesn't work.
Now I'm telling you, the print, for me, it works.
Oh, that's good.
But I did see, I think you guys did some online, too.
Oh, we were everywhere. I was on the radio all over.
Well, it worked for me, so I'll be back.
Good.
Yeah.
We want you guys there, too. And you know who else was there? Was Maggie McElDowney. You guys know her. She came to one of the shows. Yeah. Now, what were the how many judges this year?
I think there are about maybe 15 or 20 judges.
Because
so.
I remember there used to be like 35 judges.
Yeah, I think they cut it down a little bit so everyone could fit on the stage. But it was a great event.
I was a judge.
Oh, you were? Maybe. What year were you a judge?
I don't remember. It's all a blur, but maybe three or four times. It was a gas. I had a lot of
fun.
Yeah,
it's a really fun event.
Yeah.
The plumbers do a great job putting on not only that event, but also then the parade on March 11th. So we're really excited for that.
You know what got to be a problem is when you're a judge for several years running, then you get to know all the girls in the court, and they're your friends. And then when it comes down to, and this happened a lot, it's the same four girls every year. It's like piggy move-up thing, kind of a whose turn is it this year. I'll never forget, I got the dirtiest look. I won't say which girl it was. But she looked at me like, you didn't vote. And I was like, I'm not, you know, like I didn't vote for her. Because, you know, how it gets down to the last five or whatever it was.
At that point, we were just saying, I mean, we all know each other after we found out that it was the five of us. And I looked at these girls and we all looked at each other and we were thinking, at this point, we all get to experience this again together.
Oh yeah,
it doesn't
that's
even
cool about.
Matter.
It's kind of like a sorority that,
it
and that's something you have the rest of your life.
Oh yeah.
There's always a former Queen's luncheon on St. Patrick's
Day.
Yeah,
at O'Brien's. But O'Brien's is closed.
I think it's going to be at the O'Brien's on the Riverwalk this year.
It's going to be kind of chilly, isn't it?
Maybe a little bit chilly. I think maybe they have an indoor area, but I'm not sure. So it's still going on, no matter the location, and it's great to see all the former queens there.
Cool. Now, Skinny used to be a judge. I don't know if you guys remember that. And he would always ask the girls, are you now or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party? They didn't get it. They didn't know what he was talking about. It's rough duty being a judge. Who were some of the judges? Do you remember who they were? I'm sure Jimmy Coyne is a judge.
Mr. Coyne was not a judge, but his wife was.
Oh, yeah, Michelle.
Michelle was a judge. And then we had a wide variety of people. I remember there was the local 134 finance manager of the electrical union.
Oh, yeah, the electricians.
Who were the other judges? Do you guys remember?
They had a couple. I think they had one or two people from Country Financial.
Yeah.
They're
a
huge, wonderful sponsor of the parade.
Oh,
so I know they were there.
Are they Country Financial, one of the sponsors of the parade? Oh, good. They do have my car insurance.
I think Chicago Federation of Labor was also there.
Oh, sure. All these labor guys are there.
President of the Young Irish Fellowship Club was a judge.
Who's that?
Mallory McSweeney is
sure. Yeah, I know her. She's been on our show, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. So they always have a great group of judges that come from different parts of the city and are all invested in the Irish community.
So the parade is Saturday, March 11th?
Yep, Saturday, March 11th.
Kicks off at noon?
Yes.
Yeah.
At Columbus and Balbo.
But there's a lot of stuff beforehand. I mean, between now and then, I bet you have a lot of events and everything.
Yeah. We go to a variety of events throughout February and then especially those first 2 weeks of March.
You know, we have another show on Thursday night at the Irish American Heritage Center. We'd love to have you guys come by for one of those.
Yeah, definitely.
Thursday
love
nights.
To come.
All right. We'll try and set it up after the show. It's called The Crack. It's all Irish music, but we certainly could fit you guys in, and it's a lot of fun. And it's before a live audience in the Fifth Province Pub.
Fifth Province is great.
So what you got to learn is pacing yourself, because people are going to be handing you a lot of beers. Are you going to the Southside Parade, too?
I think so. If not in the parade, we'll definitely.
Are you eligible now for the Southside Parade?
I'm not sure, but I think I'm good. I'm going to have one queen year, and I think that's all I need.
Okay. Yeah.
So, but the Southside Parade is also great, and I know they have their own queen. And I think I'm not sure when the contest for that is.
I know their party's coming up pretty soon at Bourbon Street.
Okay,
I can't
so
remember
when.
They
announce
sometime
the queen.
In February.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The contest happens in February. My friend Allison. Is the queen right now, and we actually dance for the same Irish dance school.
You're an Irish dancer?
Well, former. I actually teach for Mulhern right now with
Allison. Oh, do you? Yeah.
At the Heritage Center on Sundays. But
it's not Allison Kepelnick, is it? Or no. What's her name? Allison what?
It's Allison Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you guys teach? You teach at the Heritage Center Irish Dance?
Irish Dance on Sundays. The kids are probably kindergarten to second grade. It's just the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, that's great.
But yeah, Allison did tell me, I think that the Southside contest is in February.
And then the Heritage Center has a queen contest as well.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like
it's in March, though.
Is it the Rosa Tralee contest?
No, that's in April.
That's a different one?
I think that's in April, the Rosa
Tralee. So many crowns.
Last year, they had the Irish American Heritage Center queen contest, and there was only two girls in it.
They did it
at the show. Do you remember that, Billy? And it's kind of a drag for the one gal who didn't win because it was down to two people, and that was it, you know.
Yeah, maybe she'll win next year, though.
And you know what? It was funny about that. There was a South Sider and a North Sider, and who do you think won? The North Sider.
Because they're on the North Side. Yeah, there you go.
So you got to know where your cloud is. Now there's a big thing at Emmett's. Did you guys go to that at Emmett's after the contest?
Yeah, we did.
That was a blast, right?
Yeah.
Is there somebody, now usually Pat McCarthy or somebody is like the driver or Mike Tierney or somebody. You don't have that?
Not today. Tomorrow we have a really big day. So
I think
where
are you going tomorrow?
We are going to City Hall tomorrow. So
we're tomorrow.
With a lot of people, taking a lot of photos. So walking around all day, got to rest up for that.
Are you going to see Rahm Emanuel?
We will, yes. Very excited.
Billy does a good impression of him. all right, well, tell him I said hi. Tell him Huli said hi. And then you go to see Eddie Burke and all those characters. That's fun. And so who's going with you? Pat McCarthy?
Yeah, probably Pat. Mr. Tierney always comes.
Oh, Mike, yeah.
And then the coins, of course. So we have a whole group that goes from office to office.
Do you go over to the State of Illinois building, too?
We do, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
cool.
We travel around. It's a really fun day.
Yeah. Oh, that's a gas. When's that? Oh, that's Thursday.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
Yeah. So you're probably booked up between now and the 11th.
Yeah, I think we have spots for a few more events that will probably pop up.
Hey, there's the Grand Marshal of your parade right there.
Hi.
Marty Healy. He's going to be on the show in a bit. All right, well, we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Congratulations to all of you. Maybe we'll see one of you guys next year.
Yes.
Maura, you're now part of a very select sorority of poised young Irish American women. I'm very proud of you. So God bless and have a good time. Have fun. Don't get crazy until later.
Again, want to invite everyone to the 62nd annual St. Patrick's Day Parade downtown, kicking off at Columbus and Balbo on March 11th. So we're excited to see everyone there.
And check out our Facebook page because we're going to take some pictures of these beautiful gals. And we're going to take a little break and we'll be right back on the Skinny and Huli Show after these messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClurg Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Huli Show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, the They have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine, a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil's soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hoover. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show. Oh, those girls are gorgeous. They are gorgeous. And we missed a couple of them. We missed Katie Coughlin and Mary Claire Reedy, but maybe we'll get them back before St. Patrick's Day. I want to remind everybody that Skinny and I are doing the show at Riley's Daughter Wednesday, March 15th, right before St. Patty's Day, so we'd love to see you all there. Okay, now, very honored to have the great Marty Healy here. Marty is the Grand Marshal of this year's parade. He's an attorney with the Healy Scannon Law Firm, a longtime supporter of the Skinny and Hooley Show, and a great friend of the Irish-American community. He's recently on the cover of Leading Lawyers magazine, and voted by them as one of the top lawyers in Illinois. And he's a past president of the Illinois Trial Lawyers Association. Hey, you probably hired my brother Danny.
Probably did.
My late brother Danny.
Yes. A great guy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Good friend.
Marty's also one of the top 10 Illinois plaintiffs, personal injury attorneys from Leading Lawyers. And he's voted one of the top 10 plaintiffs. Oh, same thing. He was also recently inducted as a fellow into the International Academy of Trial Lawyers. When did you guys merge with Scanlon? He was with you for a long time, right?
Yeah, Jan Scanlon, an outstanding attorney, actually has been with me for probably 20 years.
Oh, okay.
And it was in more recent, a year or two ago, that we expanded the name from the Healy Law Firm to Healy Scanlon.
Right.
And I'm really happy to have John with me.
How many lawyers you got?
We've got 8 that are full-time, and then we have 3 of counsel. So 8 of them are there every day.
Did they surprise you with this Grand Marshal thing?
Yes.
This is a big deal.
Mike, it is an extraordinary honor.
Yeah.
And a major surprise. I obviously have been involved with the
Irish community
for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
So I was
aware. Your mom and dad are from Ireland, right?
They are. My father.
Are they from Turmacady?
My mother's from Turmacady,
okay.
And right on Loch Maas,
okay.
A land with a beautiful view of the lake. And my father's from Swinford, County Mayo.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, a little not far away. And
are they still with us, Mom and
Dad?
They
are not. They are not with us.
They're in heaven.
In heaven,
yeah.
Looking down and smiling.
Oh, I'm sure they're very proud of you now. That's terrific. Yeah.
They didn't meet over there.
Oh, really?
While they're... Yeah. Wasn't that far away, but in those years, the travel wasn't that great. They came here, went to the west side of Chicago, and...
Are you originally a west sider?
West sider. Originally.
What parish were you from?
Resurrection.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And
So you're from the old west side. Yeah.
Old west side, yeah. And my wife, Joanne Mulhern Healy now, is from Help of Christians, which is another... West Side Parish, actually just about a neighboring one, and we met many years ago, just as teenagers, just kind of.
Did you really? Yeah, on the West Side. Yeah.
Well,
where'd you go to high school, Ignatius?
I went to St. Ignatius.
Okay.
I had to travel at that time down the Eisenhower to get to Ignatius, and we It was good days. We hitchhiked down. And just a great adventure. There were a couple of us that went to Ignatius.
What year did you get out of Ignatius?
61 out of Ignatius. And
man, you're older than me.
I couldn't.
You really are. You look so much younger. I guess that's what 50 years of hard drinking will do to you.
That's it. All this time on the radio. I go home and get some sleep. But anyway, I thought about it, and at the corned beef and cabbage just mentioned momentarily when I was talking about my wife,
is that where you guys met?
Well, we met very coincidentally. We met in a group of boys, young boys, teenagers from Resurrection.
Yeah.
Went up to Wisconsin, up to Twin Lakes, and just coincidentally, the same day, a group of girls from Help of Christians went up there. And,
like you didn't have that plotted out.
They did, and we no pre-arrangements. We just ran into each other as a group, and that actually produced our marriage, and it produced another marriage. Joanne's sister Jackie married Pat Laird from Resurrection Parish.
Oh, another guy from the parish, yeah.
Pat, you may know. Pat was pretty, his first generation also, and... Yeah. His parents, I believe, are from Mayo.
Okay.
But Pat was pretty active here. He was with the FBI for a long time. And, and with the Commonwealth Edison. He was,
so he's your brother-in-law, basically.
Brother-in-law, right. And an old friend. Friend. The friendship predates the marriage.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's kind of neat.
Now, how about your daughter, Jill? Is she still working with you?
Yes. She
tell her I said
keeps
hi.
A lot of things. I will
She's
do that.
A doll.
She is a doll. She is a doll.
Do you have other kids?
I have four.
Oh, good
for you. I have four. Three boys and Jill.
And Jill.
And Jill is the, I got Marty, Marty the third.
I think I met Marty.
I think you may have. And Matt and Michael.
And Marty's very involved in the Irish community as well.
He is. He is, Jill is pretty much takes care of all of our communications within the office. She works part-time for
us. Right, because she has kids.
She has three kids, and they are. We're so fortunate. They
is
live.
She married
only two
to a firefighter.
Away. She is.
Yeah.
Tim Fowler.
Okay.
Loyola guy.
Yeah. Loyola High School guy.
Loyola Academy.
Yeah.
Real enthusiastic football player.
Where did you raise your family?
Well, we were raised in. I raised my family in Sauganash.
Okay.
North and. Tim is from a little farther east. Now he lives.
It's
he and my daughter Jill live just two blocks away. So we see the grandchildren on a regular basis. It's really
that's good.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Now, how did they tell you? Did they come out of the smoke-filled room and go, "Hey, Marty, you're going to be the grand marshal," or what?
No, nothing quite that sinister. But there had been discussions about it that I took part in. My name really hadn't been mentioned with a lot of seriousness, but it had been mentioned, and I said I was very thankful that it was named, but I thought we had others out there that would do a great job.
I heard it was between you and the Pope.
Well, I don't think so, but I wouldn't have I wouldn't have much of a chance.
Even he's not
he's
Irish.
Not, even though he's not Irish. Irish. Despite that, I wouldn't have any chance. But
wasn't last year, was it Kelly, the football coach?
No.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, last year was Mike Madigan.
Oh,
speaker,
boy.
Speaker.
Yeah. Okay.
Kelly is about 3 years ago.
Okay.
A great grand marshal, too. And unfortunately, it was a rough season, but he's a great guy. Mike was the speaker last year.
Oh, I'll bet he loved that.
He and I have actually Ignatius, Notre Dame, and Loyola in common.
Oh, did you go to Notre Dame too? You're a Domer as well?
Yeah.
Good for you. You're not always tooting your horn about that, because there's an old expression, you know, how you tell a guy went to Notre Dame. He'll tell you.
I'm not that guy.
You're not that guy, thank God.
Well, mine was I was just amazed that I was there. Coming from
The west side of
Chicago. Parents with very limited education. I was very fortunate to be able to go there.
You know, there's an old expression Southside Irish think they're the toughest. The West Side Irish think they're the smartest. and the North Side Irish think they're British. You've heard that, right?
I've heard that. I've heard that.
That's so hold on. There aren't any East Side Irish.
There probably are, but not in any great numbers, I would say.
So, what? Anything special happening? You got your clothes. You have the sash. Oh, you didn't wear your sash tonight.
Well, I didn't. I didn't know that the audience really would appreciate.
Yeah, it's
my
radio.
Wearing it.
Okay.
But the it's going to be a great parade.
It was John McDonough a few years ago as well, wasn't it? We had him on the show, the guy from the Blackhawks.
Oh yes,
he was the Grand Marshal.
He would be
2-3 years ago.
I think 2 years ago, and then Brian Kelly 3 years ago.
Now you go way back with Mel Loftus and all those guys.
Sure,
and
sure.
You were there then, right there helping out on the parade.
I was there. Long time back when Mel was around and Jerry Sullivan.
Sure.
Went through a number of years with Jerry as chairman, then a number of years with Jim Sullivan as chairman.
I made a film about Chicago Irish. It's called Our Irish Cousins.
Right.
And when Jerry Sullivan was at the corned beef and cabbage dinner, and he used to drive him nuts because no one would shut up for his speech. And he would say, one night he even said, shut up, and I was like, what are you thinking?
I was there.
Okay. Anyway, you were giving a speech one night. I was there. I'm half of the bag. And you're up there giving your speech, and you said, there's several wonderful prizes we'll be raffling off. And I go, like what? And you looked over at me like, and went, excuse me? I'm like, uh-oh, I've been caught out. You probably don't remember that.
Well, I certainly remember and I had done that, kind of organized that dinner for many years. So
yeah.
It's a tough forum. It's a loud forum.
Yeah.
But over the last couple of years, we've had Eric Fromm, who comes in, and maybe you haven't seen it yet, we've only done it for 2 years, but during the course of the dinner, he will paint a picture of something that is of very topical.
Oh, I've seen those guys. There in front of everybody.
Right there in front of everyone. Yeah. And then when he's done with it, this year he did too. And at the end of it, they're auctioned off.
Oh,
and these are
that's cool.
A tremendous keepsake for someone.
And what is it? It's a painting of what?
Well,
some Irish thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Last year, it was the Blackhawks.
Oh, yeah.
And the Green River, river being dyed green.
Yeah.
And to see that picture emerging from this canvas.
Over the course of what, an hour?
Well, no, probably less than that.
Yeah.
Less than that.
Yeah.
With this very high-pitched music. And, so everyone's kind of anxious, and they're watching and this guy is moving as quickly as he can to paint this picture. And he did it in an upside-down fashion.
Wow.
And then,
so you don't know what he's doing until he turns it.
Exactly. He turned it over, and it was, in this case, the river being dyed green.
Yeah.
Well, it was a fantastic picture. The thing is, it's large enough. It's probably 4x4, so it's not the most easily put type of picture that in
and
your home, anyway.
And then do they auction it off?
They auction it off.
How much do they get for it? Do you remember?
I do recall. Yeah. This year, specifically, there were two again. One was the river. The other one was the Cubs.
Oh, sure.
I think they went for about $4,000 or $5,000 apiece.
Wow.
Wow. Is right.
And that all goes to the parade.
It goes to the parade.
Oh, wow, that's terrific.
And
well, that's very cool.
It's a great way to get some revenue for the parade.
What's this guy's name? Eric Fromm? Wasn't he a philosopher named Eric Fromm?
May have been. But,
okay.
But at any rate, he will probably be, I'm sure we'll have him back next year again.
I was telling the girls, I loved going there. I have a show on Thursday nights now, so I couldn't make it this year. But I used to take a plastic bag with me and have it in my sport coat for after, and then I would shovel a lot of the corned beef into my plastic bag. And then the last year I was there, I just said to the waiter, here's a double sub, just bring me a corned beef.
I'll tell you what, that's they bring so much. And you've been there many times.
It's out of this world.
You do not go away hungry.
No,
that's
not at
one
all.
Thing about it.
Yeah.
That's maybe unique to a lot of dinners like that.
Yeah. It's Harrington's,
It is very, very
How big
tasty.
Of a turnout did they have this year?
I'm glad you brought it up, Mike, because this year, I believe, in my recollection, we've broken every record. There was probably 120 tables, so we're talking about
1,200
people. 1,200 people.
Wow.
And that's...
So they had them up on the balcony, too.
They had them up in the balcony. They had them downstairs in the auditorium.
Oh, did they really? Yes. They had them piped in the sound?
They had the sound circuit. And they had the video also. They had big screens. There's been a lot of advancements over the last couple of years. Jim Coyne has done a great job on that. If you recall now, they've got real large screens.
Oh,
so
cool.
That not only can you watch the individual on the stage, but you
can
see
watch
it on,
a close-up
exactly,
of them.
Exactly. Yeah. So that really helps.
Yeah.
And it has just gotten bigger and better over the last couple of years, and a lot of effort. Got a lot of sponsors now that are very enthusiastic.
Oh, yeah, the girls were telling me Country Financial is very involved. And,
yes. One Main is involved. And
who is it?
One Main. It's another finance company.
Oh, okay.
And Miller Coors. Is stepping up also. Channel 7, by the way, has extended the live coverage of the parade to 2 hours.
Oh, that's good.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic, because now I think there are about 120 units, and most of them will be on, will be shown
now
live.
Now, the theme is immigration.
It is.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Considering all this gone on in the last week.
Yes, and I would point out that that theme, as a theme, certainly predates everything that
has
been happening.
Yeah,
here, but
it's just a lucky coincidence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, maybe an opportunity to talk briefly about it. We don't want to make the parade political,
right?
But it certainly is an opportunity to say the right things.
Is there a special guest? Usually, there's like an honored guest this year.
There may be, but until I really know, and Mike, you'll be the first one to know when I know. But,
is it Donald Trump?
Donald is not, we don't believe. We believe he's too busy with executive orders to make it by. But
That'll be an interesting announcement to whoever the big honored guest is.
May be. There are a couple that have indicated that they'd certainly like to join us, but it's a scheduling type of thing.
Now, you start with the Mass, obviously, at Old St. Pat's.
Correct.
What's that, 8 o'clock? 8 o'clock Mass?
That's at 9.
9 o'clock Mass.
That's 9 o'clock.
And then,
it happens at the same time, and we're trying to work this out so that maybe we can get everyone around. But the river dyeing takes place
at the exact same
9 o'clock also, and that's because of some logistic issues.
At Lizzie's, they do a big thing. Because we're right on the river.
Yes, right.
I forgot that takes place at the same time, right before the parade and everything. And it gets crazy. People are all here. And,
the amount that river dyeing attracts is just amazing.
It's uniquely Chicago. It's terrific. I wasn't crazy about them doing it for the Cubs, but I'm a Southsider. Turn the river blue or whatever.
Anyway, and the river dyeing starts at 9.
And that's the plumbers dye the river.
Plumbers,
local 130.
The plumbers sponsor this thing. It is theirs, and I really have to commend some of the starters.
Great
this
job.
Going
yeah.
back to
yeah.
to Jim Bailey years and years ago, and Mayor Richard J. Daley, getting it downtown and getting it started. And the plumbers have really carried the ball for the last 62 years.
They've done a great job.
62 years. So
God bless local 130.
They dyed the river, and in the last couple of years too, we've added kind of another little aspect to it. Shoreline has donated a number of boats, so you can actually be on the river
while they dye it.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
A couple of Shannon Rovers will be there and playing a little bit, and it's just a great, great event. Yeah. So we're getting great, great crowds down at the riverside now for the dying.
What's the almanac say for the parade?
Well, I tell you what, I haven't read it because I'm just an optimist, and I know it's going to be nice. But
now, how many parades have you been to? You've been to
hundreds. Well, I'll tell you what, Mike, that's kind of interesting because last Thursday at the Corned Beef Cabbage, I had an opportunity to kind of reminisce about some of this stuff, and I really go back to the west side of Chicago.
Yeah.
When Tommy Ryan.
Yeah, Tommy Ryan.
When Tommy Ryan was Rovers, beginning the West Side Parade. Tommy and was a good friend of my parents and obviously the founder of the Shannon Rovers. And he was part of putting that together and bringing it downtown. And they have stepped off every parade since then. And I'm looking forward to marching with them this year.
So you were when you were a kid, you'd be going to the West Side Parade.
Yeah, I was. I went with my parents and my sisters.
Yeah.
It's coincidental. The parade went along Madison Street.
Yeah.
And it ended at Laramie. And we lived about two blocks from where the parade ended. And my sisters were involved. They had taken Irish dancing from the legendary Pat Roach.
Oh, sure.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Great, great guy.
Yeah.
And, it goes back that far. As a little kid, I was over there and really enjoyed that. And then later.
The story is coming clear now. You have bloodlines that go all the way back to the old West Side Parade, and that's why you're the Grand Marshal. And now,
I don't know the reasons why, Mike.
but Johnny Lattner, was he there last year or had he died already? And
He had died.
Who carries that banner of St. Patrick now to start up the parade?
There's no one really that takes that one over.
Oh, that's, sure. That went when he went.
Yeah, Mike Houlihan might be might have to do it.
Lightning might strike me, too.
I remember Johnny Lattner. Johnny lived for a while on Madison Street, too.
West Side guy.
West Side, Fenwick guy.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame, obviously.
Yeah.
And after he had played for a while, the local guys, when we were just in grammar school, a lot of us would go over, and he was the friendliest guy in the world.
He's just a terrific
guy. He had played there. He had played, I think, in the service, the Heisman Trophy winner. Just a great, great guy. So he and my father were good friends, and just went way back. Good guy.
A lot of great people came out of the West Side.
Not just you. You know what? You know, definitely. And thank you for that comment. But there was another grand dam of the West Side.
Jerry McPartland. Oh, yeah.
She was at the dinner, and she is...
She was very involved with the Queen Contest.
Very involved. Yeah. She is actually the honorary head of the Queen Contest.
Yeah.
But she was there. She looked good. I had a chance to talk to her father. Her son, Brian, was with her.
Oh, yeah.
And we missed the fact because Larry O'Brien
was
always there.
My best pal.
Always there. Oh, and unfortunately, Larry
His son
away.
Does a radio show with my sons.
Oh, is that right?
Hooli, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They do it at WCEV or WSBC where Maureen O'Looney used to do her show. It's called The Hooli's Hooli. They're taping tonight, as a matter of fact. But Larry, I miss him
great
so
guy.
Much. What a fabulous
great
guy.
He was close. So we went to grammar school together.
Okay. And, well, so you know Danny and Pat.
Danny is my very close friend of mine, too, his
tell
brother.
Danny I said I haven't seen him in ages.
Yeah.
Pat I see once in a little more than Danny, but
great
family.
Great
family.
They lived just about, across Laramie, east of Laramie. We lived just west, about a block away from each other. And pretty much went through Rez and Danny especially. Danny went on to Ignatius, Notre Dame, and Loyola.
Yeah.
So it's we had a lot that kind of followed that
great
route.
Great people. Yeah. So you got to be thrilled.
I am very thrilled.
Yeah.
Very thrilled.
Exciting.
This is, it really is. It really is.
And now are your sisters excited? Are they going to be with you?
Yeah.
Who's
marching
with you besides the entire city of Chicago?
Well, we hope everyone. I hope you two guys can make it.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be there. But my sisters will be there, their kids. Obviously, my kids, my grandkids are really looking forward to it. They're 5, 8, and 10. And
they're going to love it.
You
guys have a float or anything?
Well, we don't have a float as such. We were thinking more of the walking. They've been on the boat before, so they've seen that. They're kind of aware of the general process, and I think it'll be nicer if we just kind of walk the parade.
Sure.
So it, but that would be also nice. You get a lot of family floats in there too. But,
oh,
The but just on the obviously the theme, which was selected 6 months ago, probably.
Right.
But it is so appropriate based on what's happening today. But beyond that, I think it is the Healy family story, but it's so many other family stories. So many Irish that came over here,
right?
Like my parents
from
did.
The old country.
From the old country, and worked so hard to try to get the opportunities that were available here. And there were so many to the Irish. There were a lot of problems too. They had a lot of hardships here too, but overall, the Irish in this country have worked out very well. And they're a great asset, obviously. Tremendous, as are most immigrants. And that's what, I think that's the direction we have to go. And
well, you're a descendant of immigrants. That's a great story.
It is, as are you. And yes, there are so many of them, so many stories like that. And really, St. Patrick's Day is an opportunity to celebrate those stories.
Sure.
And that's what we intend to do, and celebrate all the Irish family stories next St. Patrick's Day. And
March 11th, folks.
March 11th.
Get out there, anyway, congratulations. We're wrapping it up now.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that.
But they couldn't have picked a better guy.
Well,
no kidding.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
It's interesting because the story is deeper now that we've talked. It's terrific.
Yeah. Well,
so check him out. You'll see him at the head of the parade. The Grand Marshal, Marty Healy.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys there and all your listening audience. Come on out. It's going to be a great, no matter what the weather is, it'll be a great parade.
Marty, thanks for all your support over the years. Again, God bless you.
Very welcome, Mike.
We'll be right back after these messages from our friends on the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in the grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know, you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show. Boy, I'm starting to feel the old St. Patrick's Day spirit after having the Queen and her court here, and Grand Marshal Marty Healy, what a terrific guy. That was interesting. I wonder if I'll ever get to be the Grand Marshal. I think next year it should be Skinny and Hooley. That was no joke.
He thought that was a joke.
Skinny and Hooli would be a good Grand Marshal next year. Anyway, you know what? You know what? Billy, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I look in the window, Ken's or Rogs or Hearts or any of those great saloons, and I see the ghost of my old pal, Jimmy Goff, and looks at me through the mist and goes, "Hey, Hooli, who died?" All right, so before I get to the three Irish people, I want to give a shout-out to the late Joe DiLenardi, who was the police commissioner here in Chicago for years. Very colorful character. He just died this week. God rest his soul. Joe DiLenardi, the city of Chicago police commissioner. I think he was fired by Jane Byrne, and then he came back as a consultant or whatever. But he's part of Chicago history. John Francis Dolan, 85, of Glenview, passed away last week. He attended St. Sabina and Leo High School. He's a track and field guy at University of Chicago. Just has one of those obits that goes on longer than your arm. But he left a message he would like to leave all his family and to all of us, because he went to Leo. Facta non verba, deeds, not words. Please make donations to the Alzheimer's Foundation of America. They're appreciated. God rest his soul, John Francis Dolan. Also, Frank Walsh, Thomas F. Frank Walsh, good friend of PJ's, native of Charleston County, Mayo, Ireland. Beloved husband of 56 years to Peggy, and the father of Thomas, Marie, Patricia, his children Allison, Billy, and Johnny, and Margaret. And John Walsh's funeral was taken care of by Sheehy, where all the right people go. And finally, Bridie Kelly from Mayo. She was a beloved wife of the late Jack Kelly and the mother of Mary and John. God rest her soul. Everybody's from Mayo. Bridie Kelly. Say a prayer for her and for Joe D. You know what is interesting? Today is also, we can close up the crypt. Today is also the feast of St. Bridget, one of the three patron saints of Ireland, along with St. Patrick and the other guy. I can't remember who the other guy is. I'm sure I hear from people. But St. Bridget was born Bridget. She shares a name with a Celtic goddess from whom many legends and folk customs are associated. There's much debate over her birth parents, but it's widely believed her mother was Braca, a Christian baptized by St. Patrick, and her father was Dubthach, a Leinstern chieftain. Braca was a slave. That means Bridget was born into slavery. She returned to her, there's a long story about her. I won't get into it, but what a great saint. St. Bridget, Hearthkeeper, has a special prayer. And, of course, everybody remembers the St. Bridget cross. So say a prayer for her today. And also want to give a shout-out to my late father-in-law, Ted Carney, who died 50 years ago tonight. On St. Bridget's Day, back in 1967, God rest his soul, Dr. Ted Carney. Billy, I want to tell you about a big fundraiser coming up for the pipes and drums of the Emerald Society, Chicago Police Department. It's going to be at Bourbon Street, Saturday, February 18th, from 3 to 8 at Bourbon Street. It's to raise funds for the bagpipes and drums of the Emerald Society. The band was formed over 30 years ago. Has humbly honored the lives of fallen police officers and firefighters across the country. The band is made up of active and retired law enforcement officers from many different agencies throughout the Chicago area. They have piped and drummed well over 100 honor funeral services for members of the Chicago Police Department, Chicago Fire Department, as well as numerous suburban, county, state, and federal agencies. They're all volunteers, and I'm sure you'll see them at the parade. So give them a hand. Big fundraiser Saturday, February, and it'll turn into a St. Patrick's Day party anyway, over at Bourbon Street. For more information, get a hold of our old friend Tom Cody, at 773-410-9779 or at tom.cody@copsinkilts.com. We'll remind you of that later. We're going to take a little break here on the Skinny and Hooly Show. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend who's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you've got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooly sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the South Side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Our family's quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 35 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights at Riley's they'll never forget. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family is proud to have been part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're still on the South Side. For the last 10 years at Chicago's Midway Airport, located in the main food court, we provide a South Side Irish welcome to everyone who enters our cozy, authentic pub imported from Ireland. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If you're looking for a great drink and a friendly chat before your flight, please say hello to my dad, Boz, my uncle Jimmy, my brother Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring us a story, we'll make sure you leave with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooly Show, we'll make sure to get an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. See you at Riley's Daughter Midway.
And we're back. That was the great Brendan O'Brien over at Riley's. Don't forget, we're going to be at Riley's on March 15th, so come on by from the South Side. Come on over. Hey, you know what? Before we leave, I want to tell a little joke. Nothing like a joke to end the show. First grade teacher was having trouble with one of her students. Of course, it was Johnny. She said, Johnny, what's your problem? He says, I'm too smart for the first grade. My sister's in third grade, and I'm smarter than she is. I think I should be in the third grade, too. The teacher had had enough. She took Johnny down to the principal's office. While Johnny waited in the outer office, she explained to the principal what the situation was. The principal told the teacher he's going to give the boy a test. If he failed to answer any of the questions, he would go back to first grade and behave. They brought Johnny in, and the condition explained to him, and he agrees to take the test. Principal says, what's 3 times 3? Johnny says, 9. Principal says, what's 6 times 6? Johnny says, 36. And so it went. With every question the principal thought a third grader should know, the principal looked at the teacher and tells her, I think Johnny should go to the third grade. The teacher says to the principal, wait a minute. Let me ask him some questions. The principal and Johnny both agree. The teacher says, what does a cow have 4 of that I only have 2 of? Johnny says, legs.
teaches, "What's in your pants that you have but I do not have?" And the principal eyes open wide, and before he could say anything, Johnny replied, "Pockets." The teacher says, "What does a dog do that a man steps into?" "Pants." The teacher goes, "What starts with an F and ends in K, and that means a lot of excitement?" Johnny says, "Fire truck." At that point, the principal breathed a sigh of relief and told the teacher, "Put Johnny in the fifth grade. I missed the last four questions myself." Okay. All right, everybody. Thanks so much. We'll see you next week. We got Pat Fitzmorris from the Chicago Fire Department with us next week. See you later. Bye.
The Skinny and Hooley Show is recorded in front of a live audience.